Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam. I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
What does Kamala Harris's rise mean for Gavin Newsom?
Now, we went through a very open process, a very inclusive process. It was bottom up. I don't know if you know that. Yes, that's what I've been told to say.
Yes.
Do you hear some bitterness there?
I wouldn't use the word angry, perhaps bereft.
Good word. It's August 27th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Also coming up, high-powered L.A. attorney, estranged husband of a real housewife, is going to prison.
Probably one of the biggest attorney frauds in California state history.
Can a city council member convince the owner of Langer's Deli to stick it out?
Well, that's why we're going to meet with him. You know, he called my team on Friday, and we're meeting with him today. So we're there. We're down.
That's all coming up. But first, this.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. If you watched the Democratic National Convention last week, there was a prominent Californian who managed to be visible right there up front, but at the same time kind of be in the background. That would be Gavin Newsom, who everyone knows was interested in running for president. When Newsom did do media at the DNC, he was supportive and he was enthusiastic about Kamala Harris, but he reportedly turned down a primetime speaking slot. And behind the scenes, certainly seems like there's at least a bit of bitterness. Listen carefully to this clip from the Pod Save America podcast.
How are you feeling about the switch?
I mean, the switch. Now, we went through a very open process, a very inclusive process. It was bottom up. I don't know if you know that. Yes, that's what I've been told to say.
Yes,
that's what I've been told to say. LA Times political columnist Mark Baraback peeled back the curtain on the strained relationship between Newsom and Harris today. And our Charles Feldman asked the key question, what does it mean for Newsom's presidential ambitions and how does he really feel about it?
One can imagine or pretty clearly see it. If Kamala Harris is elected president, that would seem to take Gavin Newsom out of commission for 4 years. We don't know. She could something could happen. She could see an opportunity in 2028, but I think that is exceedingly unlikely. If she runs again and succeeds in 2028, then it's 2032 until Gavin Newsom can run again. And he joked that at that point, he's not that old, but he joked that he hopes not to be walking or to be walking, not using a cane at that point. So could take him out of commission, so we say, for 8 years. Kamala Harris loses. I imagine Gavin Newsom would be among the great many Democrats, including maybe again Kamala Harris, but I imagine he would run in 2028. So we'll see. A lot depends on what happens in November.
I would presume, or at least I'll take him at his word earlier on when he was supportive of Joe Biden, that he presumed, like many did, that Biden was going to stick it out and run for the second term. The fact that Biden is not now, and it is Harris, has that left him, angry, upset, concerned, whatever word you want to use?
I wouldn't use the word angry, perhaps bereft, disappointed, wrapping his mind. I know it's more than one word, wrapping his mind around things. I mean, I've spoken with folks who are close to the governor. I've observed him.
He terms out soon, though. What does he do?
That's a good question. You know, we have a governor from California, Ronald Reagan, termed out. He used his time very productively, positioning himself to run for president. Again, different situation. There was an incumbent of the other party in office. That could be the case again. If Donald Trump wins in November, then you could see Gavin Newsom helping lead the quote-unquote resistance. I don't know what he'll do.
If Harris wins, do you see Newsom in the cabinet or in some official position?
Interesting question. I guess I wouldn't rule it out. I mean, he's got a couple years, and the midterm of a presidency is a time that there's typically a lot of turnover. I mean, I know, having seen it up close, and I know people who've held those jobs, they're tremendous burnout jobs. So you typically see a lot of turnover at the midpoint of administration. So sure, if we're pushing out to what at that point 2026, Gavin Newsom has turned out. Might he take a cabinet position? I have no particular insights, but quite possible. I could see it.
As I mentioned, Newsom was reportedly offered a primetime speaking slot on the first night of the DNC, but turned it down, giving the favorite reason of PR people and political operatives coast to coast: scheduling conflicts. Tom Girardi was at one time one of the highest powered attorneys in Los Angeles. Now he is a convicted felon, found guilty in federal court of running a 10-year Ponzi scheme. Prosecutors say he stole at least $15 million in settlement funds from four of his clients. You might be familiar with Girardi's estranged wife, Erica Jane, from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We spoke with Nima Romani, who's also an attorney, former federal prosecutor. He says he's not surprised that Girardi, who is now 85, was found guilty.
Here's someone who perpetuated probably one of the biggest attorney frauds in California state history, and someone that was a subject of 200 plus state bar complaints. But because of his cozy relationship with politicians and state bar prosecutors, it was never brought to justice until now. The evidence was overwhelming, including Girardi's own words and emails and voicemails and lying to clients. I think the jury saw right through his testimony last week and returned a very quick guilty verdict.
White-collar criminal defense attorney Mark Sedlander says he thinks the judge is going to consider Girardi's dementia and his age when it comes time to hand down a sentence.
Every judge at least should, and I would imagine that this very well-respected federal judge will consider the facts and circumstances of the case in addition to the history and characteristics of the defendant, in this case, Mr. Girardi. And if the court is convinced that Mr. Girardi does, in fact, have dementia or some sort of diminished capacity, I would imagine that would play some role. Now, also, I would imagine that the judge will consider whether or not Mr. Girardi was completely forthcoming about his mental state and his mental condition. And if the judge, for some reason, believes that he was not forthcoming or was misleading with either the court or the jury, that could have a negative effect on the sentencing. Now, I'm just speculating about that other part.
Romani, though, says Girardi is going to die in prison.
No judge is going to go lenient on him, given that he escaped justice for so many years. I do believe that he's in poor health. I think he was feigning the incompetence both before trial and on the witness stand, but he's going to get more than 10 years in prison, and that's going to be a death sentence for someone like Girardi.
Prosecutors say this fraud scheme went from 2010 all the way to 2020, involved many more ex-clients than the four involved in the current case that they could prove.
Girardi at one time represented plaintiffs in the toxic groundwater case against PG&E that was featured in the Oscar-winning Julia Roberts movie, Erin Brockovich. Copper wire theft has become a huge problem in L.A., and now having certain kinds of copper wire without being able to prove it's yours could land you in jail. City councils voted to create a new law and begin branding LADWP's copper wire. Craig Figner talked with council members Tracy Park and Kevin DeLeon about it.
We need to etch, you know, and make sure that, you know, folks know this belongs to the city of Los Angeles.
But now that would sounds like it would be very expensive to go through all the city's copper and metal infrastructure and etch some sort of number or logo into it.
Well, you know, I think it's much more expensive to have it stolen.
Calls for etching or branding on city resources, our wires and things like that, so that it is easily identifiable. And the other motion that we've introduced now makes it illegal to possess telecommunications wire. This is something that is not readily available to private purchasers on the market. This is material that is only available to telecommunication companies and recyclers.
Meanwhile, the city council member who represents the MacArthur Park area, Ulises Hernandez, is meeting today with the owner of Langer's Deli. We told you yesterday about how Norm Langer said he was going to close his business because crime, homelessness, drugs, it's gotten all so bad. Craig also spoke to Ulises Hernandez about what her approach is going to be to that meeting.
In the 20 months that I've been in office, I have dedicated a lot of time and effort into a place that has been neglected for decades. It's the densest part of the entire city and county of Los Angeles, also the epicenter of overdoses. It's bad, very bad.
How do you begin a conversation with a guy who says, hey, I'm going to close my business in a week or something close to that if these problems aren't fixed when, as you say, they've existed for decades?
You know, I think they have, but the conversation, like, we're open to see what he's uplifting are his that are his needs.
Were you surprised? Were you caught off guard at all?
What I was surprised about is that, you know, saying that there hasn't been communication when my team has made every effort to be responsive to all of our constituents. That's why we're going to meet with him. You know, he called my team on Friday, and we're meeting with him today. So we're there. We're down.
Norm Langer had said he'd been having trouble getting the attention of city leadership. Langer's been around for 77 years. That is longer than the Lakers or the Dodgers have been in town. Update on fruit flies.
It would be devastating if any of those fruit flies were to establish in California.
Next. Invasive fruit flies. Really bad for California, and now officials are celebrating. They're all dead.
Officials announced their victory over the invasive fruit flies here at the farmers market in Culver City because the CDFA's Victoria Hornbaker says the selling of fresh produce here or anywhere else in the state wouldn't be possible if those fruit flies weren't killed off.
We would lose our free from status. Folks wouldn't be able to market their produce and other parts of the country, other parts of the state even potentially. So yeah, it would be detrimental to our commercial industry. And also from my perspective, I think, which is equally as important, it would be detrimental to folks that are growing produce in their own yards.
The fruit flies invaded the state last year, including in LA, Orange, and Ventura counties. Two species never before seen in California.
Invasive fruit flies, really bad for California, and now officials are celebrating. They're all dead.
Officials announced their victory over the invasive fruit flies here at the farmers market in Culver City because the CDFA's Victoria Hornbaker says the selling of fresh produce here or anywhere else in the state wouldn't be possible if those fruit flies weren't killed off.
We would lose our free from status. Folks wouldn't be able to market their produce and other parts of the country, other parts of the state even potentially. So yeah, it would be detrimental to our commercial industry. And also from my perspective, I think, which is equally as important, it would be detrimental to folks that are growing produce in their own yards.
The fruit flies invaded the state last year, including in LA, Orange, and Ventura counties. Two species never before seen in California. Quarantines were put in place, but with these eradications, they've now been lifted.
And that's the L.A. Local for this August 27th. We're sponsored by the L.A. Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker, Alexa, Google to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app. Search for KNX News. I'll talk to you after the Labor Day weekend. You'll be in good hands with Vicky, Mike, and Sam over the next few days. Have a safe and relaxing holiday weekend. I'm Alex Silverman. See ya.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.